Tiger, every day is game day. And the Tiger Sports Shop has the gear to prove it. From Nike sideline apparel to exclusive Lululemon and Clemson polos, tees, and hats, we've got what you need to rep your Tigers in style. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations or online anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, your Clemson headquarters, everything Clemson for the Clemson fan.
Go Tigers!
Hey Tiger fans, did you know up to 60% of the air in your home comes from your crawl space or basement? If moisture, musty odors, or wood rot are hiding under your house, it could be harming your home and your health. Crawlspace Medic, locally owned and staffed by Clemson alumni, offers honest, certified evaluations with no pressure and no upselling. Protect your home from the ground up. Schedule your free inspection today. Call the pros at Crawlspace Medic.
New year, new goals, but pain shouldn't hold you back. Start 2026 feeling better with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our advanced MLS laser therapy reduces pain, decreases inflammation, and helps your body heal without drugs, shots, or downtime. Whether you're recovering from surgery, fighting chronic pain, or getting back into the gym, this is the year to take control. Make pain relief your first resolution. Schedule today at recoverwithlight.com. and step into the new year feeling stronger.
This new year, get rid of that dad bod with testosterone and peptide therapy from Low Country Male. Right now, we are offering $200 off our initial consult package, and our plans start at just $7 a day. Our concierge treatment plans include testosterone, peptides, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. With 8 locations and over 10 years experience, come see why Low Country Male is the most trusted name in testosterone and peptide therapy. From BPC to CJC, we have a wide selection of growth hormone and recovery peptides. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
The Roar, with enough hot takes to melt your smart speaker. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
All right, hour number 3, Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead with you. Thanks for joining us here on the program. This hour brought to you in part by the South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/BETTERU. I loved the benefit of the Palmetto Fellow Scholarship. Hundreds, thousands of students in South Carolina have loved the Life Scholarship over the decades and the Palmetto Fellow Scholarship. Keeping South Carolina kids at home for college is awesome. I know a lot of Clemson students have benefited directly from that. And the South Carolina Education Lottery is continuing to push that forward so that South Carolina kids have hope and a future. Again, sceducationlottery.com/BETTERU. Eric McLean has thoughts on all of these topics. And we go to him for our offensive guru genius information. He is at Eric McLean on Twitter. He is at the Gramlich and McLean podcast. He has a podcast with Aaron Murray. He has a podcast about podcasting with a podcaster. He's just a great guy.
And today, most importantly, might be that he is a former player for and team member with Chad Morris.
Eric McLean, let's go!
Let's go, baby. What y'all doing, man? Is there anything interesting happening in Tiger Town?
First of all, do you know what time it is? Do you know what time zone you're in? What time it is? Are you good?
Well, that is a fantastic question because as you're asking that, I am in Arizona, and sometimes they play by daylight saving, sometimes they don't. So that is a great question. My clock, though, my phone tells me it is 12:05 over here. So I don't know what time it is there. That's the bigger question.
You know what? That's great. It's 205 here, which is great. I'm glad because I set you up for 205, and it didn't really occur to me until just this very moment that, like, I never really said Eastern or Mountain or Pacific. I never said. So I'm glad your heart is still on Eastern time.
This is a good point because I think the respective country needs to know that when any time anyone says a time, it is based off Eastern. Like that is where we as a country have set our time zone, which is funny because this is very world life or real life problem. I was going back and forth emailing someone, and then all of a sudden they want to say these are all Pacific time, right? And I was like, what? No, no one ever thinks that ever.
No, Eastern time is the world's time. Look, man, take it up with New York City. Yeah. Okay, that's what we do.
That's right. Well, take it up with Clemson. I mean, I think that's why, because where we are.
All right, so we can set our watch to Dabo Swinney hires Chad Morris. We can set our watch to everything that's happening in Clemson. And I love you and our very good friend Kelly Gramlich had a great breakdown last night. I watched every second. I thought it was fantastic. And you guys went through all the stages, right? I won't call it stages of grief because there was a lot of positive in there. But you basically started with, it was the Tony Romo, I don't know, Jim. And then by the end, you were like, you know what? This could work. So where are you today on this hire and the fallout?
Yeah, I'm right back on the train of I think this will work. And it's, you know, it's one of those things. And you listen to the podcast, and I appreciate you supporting that episode there. It was one of those things where I was – you know, back and forth about it. When I first got wind of it, I was like, no way, man. Like, that's not a thing. Doesn't make sense. Nobody's really interested in that, are they? And then, you know, it kind of creeps in. Okay, well, it would be a comfortable decision. Okay, it would be something where no one is learning a new offense. It would be something where there's familiarity not only with the offense but with the university and with Coach Sweeney specifically. And I still kind of had those as the negative because, you know, people don't want to change, right? People do not want to adapt if they're comfortable where they are. But then I started looking at it from a different lens. And as this became, you know, a real thing and something that was happening, and I thought back to the offenses that I played in and how, you know, revolutionary they were to Clemson. And the year before I got there, Clemson still had a fullback and was running the I formation and, you know, just things of that nature to what, you know, and where Chad Morris got Clemson in levels of offense with tempo and speed and production. And you look at not only the quarterback play, but the wide receiver play. And I know those guys were dogs. I mean, Sammy Watkins, the best, you know, wide receiver college player I've ever seen in person. I mean, he was just so different and dynamic. But he had multiple 1,000-yard receivers, I think, every year, you know, of his offense. And so things like that matter. And you know, looking at it, how it served Clemson and how it took Clemson to new heights, maybe this is a good time, a time where, you know, coaches are you know, not loyal, players are not loyal. It's different at Clemson, and maybe this is something to continue to reiterate that.
Eric, I too listen to the podcast. I listen. I don't need to see you. I just need to hear you. So
I appreciate that.
Better for everybody.
We're having a hard time talking about Chad Morris without also talking about the quarterback position next year. Mm-hmm. You said something interesting on the podcast that I don't know that I had heard before, and that was that Chad Morris wanted to go with the freshman quarterback, mm-hmm. And Coach Sweeney wanted to go with the senior. So fast forward to next year, we're all assuming that this is Christopher Vezina's show, but Do you anticipate there being a true quarterback competition with Tate Reynolds and Denson and Vezina here?
Yeah, it's a great question. And just to, I don't know, I guess double down or clarify on that, it's not like we were in team meetings and they were like yelling at each other, this guy's going to play, that guy's going to play. You know, but you could just feel that Coach Morris, and it was evident. I mean, you know, nothing against Cole Stout. I love him. He's a dear friend and you know, has done great job with the opportunities he's gotten. But Deshaun Watson, the day he stepped on campus, was the best quarterback on the campus. Like, he was the guy. We knew that. We felt that. I think, you know, Coach Morris called plays that way for Deshaun, plays that Deshaun would be successful in, not necessarily plays that Cole Stout would be successful in. I think that's evident, you know, by the bowl game. As soon as, you know, Coach Morris left and went on to SMU, Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott got their opportunity, and Cole Stout balled. I mean, we obliterated Oklahoma that year. I think had a top 20 top 10 defense, and he hung 40 in a blink of an eye on those guys. So I think it was just one of those things where, because of the senior thing, because of the time spent, that gave an edge in Coach Sweeney's mind, who I think ultimately made that decision. Now, he has gone through something similar to that in 2018 with Trevor Lawrence, and ultimately gave him the nod. Do we have Trevor Lawrence or Deshaun Watson on this roster? I don't think so. But, maybe we do have a guy that is younger that might be better suited and more talented. We'll just have to see. And that's what spring's for. That's what, summer and fall camp are for. And I just hope it's not a back and forth. I hope it's not a two quarterback thing going into the season. Because if you got two, you got none.
He is Eric McElhane. Check him out on ACC Network. Lots of coverage of Miami Ole Miss. Final Four game coming up on Thursday. Max going to be all over that. Let me ask you, because Ben has made the point that a lot of the things that made the Chad offense unique was the tempo stuff and some of the things that have been sort of legislated out of the game as advantages with some of the substitution rules and things like that. So give us a sense, like, what do you think? And I understand you're not, like, sitting there next to him jotting down notes. You don't know exactly what he's going to do.
Right.
But I would imagine his offense is going to look different by necessity this time. What would you expect it to look like given the things that you know are most important to him?
Well, I think that's an interesting point, what you bring up, some of the rule changes and how it isn't quite as advantageous anymore to just go light speed and to run, 100, whatever plays. And you kind of look at the college football playoff, that Final Four, as you just mentioned, you essentially have three smash mouth teams that are going kind of relatively old school spread power, and then you have the one in Ole Miss that's wide open full spread, tempo still a real thing. So I guess time will kind of tell what's kind of king, but it has been interesting that more of the line up, knock them down, line of scrimmage emphasis has really kind of come back to life full circle here, especially, like I said, with three of these playoff teams. So I have to think that at its core, it is going to be tempo. It is going to be spread. It is going to have the similar concepts that, he played with while we were here or while I was playing there. But I do hope and think, I mean, just by, obvious things and experience in different places and the fact that he's been a head coach and that he's been to Auburn, been to SMU, been to Arkansas, Texas State, who was great offensively. All these different things that now he has learned and he can take from, and how can he turn that, what is now the Chad Morris offense into something different and take the best from all of those, different situations. I am fascinated to see.
Eric, Chad Morris, Dabo Swinney worked together over a decade ago, and I realize things changed. Dabo Swinney certainly has changed over the years. But what do you recall, though, their working relationship being like back then? Was this, in your opinion, was this Chad Morris running the offensive show, or was it by committee?
No, I think it was Coach Morris running the show. I mean, Coach Sweeney, it was his offense. You know what I'm saying? It was all brand new, and that's what's been so fascinating about the offensive coordinators there since after, starting with Jeff Scott and Coach Elliott, going to Coach Streeter, going to even when you bring in somebody externally, and the first words we hear are, well, this is the Clemson offense. I mean, that was still a bizarre day when I heard those words after you're taking a guy who is fresh off a national championship appearance. And so it's all kind of revolved around that. But when it first was starting, I don't think there's any question that Coach Morris was the one who was doing the teaching, and Coach Morris was, doing the concepts and making sure everybody was on the same page. Like, it was his. And so, again, how much fine tuning is there? How much change is there? Language, obviously, changes every couple of years, if not every year. That will be truly, again, interesting to see. But again, you're bringing in a coordinator to do a coordinator's job. And I have to think that's the case.
Interesting perspective from Eric McElhane here. We got a couple more minutes with him as we talk a little Chad Morris. The other thing that and Scott from Greenville just brought this up too. Ben's talked about this a bunch. I think we're all on the same page. You got to be able to run the ball, and it's hard for me to pinpoint exactly what went wrong. Are we talking about running back acquisition, development, implementation? Are we talking about offensive line? Are we talking about scheme? Are we talking about just the inability to coexist of all of that? So in your mind, what is the biggest thing that needs to be fixed with Clemson's run game to be able to set up the shots and the downfield passing that Chad Morris is known for?
Yeah, you know, I think one thing that is interesting, man, if anybody, you know, listening or you guys, you know, kind of watch those, you know, breakdowns I do from time to time. There got to a point I was so depressed every time I watched it, I couldn't put it on screen anymore.
I believe it, man.
Right, you know what I mean? So, but, I mean, there were guys running wide open, and there were good concepts that were there, and you know, you had an inexperienced running back who, God bless him, I think did a great job given the circumstances. But there were certainly more to be had, and I think he got better as the year went on. But, you know, specifically earlier in the year, getting too excited, getting out in front of counter, you have to let plays develop, you know, not having the patience to, you know, kind of lean in the B gap and then, boom, cut it back to the A gap. Certainly the rotation, I feel like that's been an issue for as long as you know, I can recall in this, you know, last couple of years, last 3 years, in regards to getting guys in, developing running backs. Giving other guys opportunities to get licks there. Offensive line, you know, being hurt, being banged up, schematically doing things that offensive line wasn't their strength. I mean, it did feel like, you know, any time that Clemson was trying to pull or get guys out in space, whether they weren't fast enough, running back was running too fast, or not athletic enough to do it from the offensive line perspective, it felt like it got blown up. So it felt like more of a duo in power would be more suited. Mm-hmm. You know, for this offensive line from time to time. So I think to sum it all up, there's a big conglomeration of things that need to occur for this offense to get back to what it's, you know, wants to be and supposed to be. But at the end of the day, as we all know, quarterback play changes everything. Quarterback play at an elite level is an eraser and can hide deficiencies that, you know, really excel. So if Clemson can find that, you know, with what's on their roster, because I assume and it sounds like they are not going outside of their roster to get a guy, then that'll help solve a lot of problems within itself.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here, because I think there's this idea, and I think it's eroding a little bit, which is good, that, well, Clemson is just going to be worse next year because you're losing all these guys, these draft picks and all this stuff, and I think it's more true on the defensive side. But as you look at the offense, it feels like Christopher Vezina is not as good as Cade Klubnik. But Cade Klubnik was an average ACC quarterback. Eric McClain, is it not feasible that Clemson could have a better offense next year without those tackles and your center and your quarterback, because the production wasn't that great this year? Am I way off base for thinking that?
Well, yeah, no, you're not. I think that there's certainly that ability because of those great receivers. I mean, this receiver room, I'm still bullish on it, man. I know there was some injuries. I know guys weren't available the whole time. I know there were some real struggles at the quarterback position to get the ball to these guys. Just easy, I say easy, simple reads and knowing where to go with the football that weren't happening. And so at the end of the day, if you just know that, if you can just read a defense and know where to go with the football instead of guessing, you know, from time to time, I think that is going to be a drastic improvement, because we have seen get the ball in 12's hands, get the ball in 1's hands, you know, 6 when he can catch it and be really dynamic. And then you've got a freshman coming in, you know, that I think is going to be really good. So it comes down to me, can we just execute at the quarterback position and be good? You don't have to be elite. You don't have to be great. It helps if you are, but can you just understand when a coverage rolls or when a coverage changes post-snap, what to do with the football? It to me is going to be drastically different, and maybe more shades of that 24 offense that we saw lighted up.
I love that. Love that perspective. I have one more for you. I know you got a busy day. Appreciate the time. This is Eric McClain, who told you to take the 9.5 at Hard Rock, by the way, over and over again on my Twitter feed. And Miami is laying 3.5 in this game. And I got to admit, I'm a little nervous with Miami being a favored team in a college football playoff semifinal. What am I to do with this information, Eric McClain?
Well, here's the interesting thing, man. And maybe it's maybe I've watched too much tape, and I need to stop, because I feel in my heart of hearts, after watching, you know, 5 or 6 games of Ole Miss, and specifically in their last couple in this playoff, this is the worst team that Miami has played in this playoff.
Oh.
I think their offensive line is abysmal. I think their defensive line is big but doesn't get pressure. I think the secondary is good. But when you look at the recipe for success for Miami, it has been dominating the line of scrimmage. They will do that tenfold. This is by far and away the worst offensive line these guys have gone against, and they had 7 sacks and 5 sacks in their first 2 games. Now, I know what Trinidad is, and I think he is very good. He is very much so Johnny Football, maybe more of a passer, less of a runner in regards to you know, getting downfield. But he will extend plays, and he keeps his eyes up, and he will find his guys wide open, which is impressive. But when you don't have time and when you don't have the ability to dance around the field and change the field time and time again because you are getting annihilated by Reuben Bain and company, that's interesting to me. When I look at a running back in Lacy that has so many carries, so much wear and tear, and has really no one behind him to help share that load, what is that going to feel like when you're getting hit by Thomas time and time again? What is that going to feel like when Reuben Bain is laying on you after hitting you? It's gonna wear. And I do truly think they put so much in to that Georgia game. Now you're lining up against a bigger, badder bully. What does it look like? I am really confident. I get you, and I understand kind of the mental and mindset frame of now you're not the underdog anymore. But I think Miami rolls in this game, and I like double digits to me is well within play here.
I love it, Eric McLean. So Miami's going to play for a national title, and we're just supposed to go on about our lives.
In their backyard. They're going to walk, from their house to the field and line up and play.
Holy Lord in heaven.
Well, they can't do that even when they're home. So.
Listen, that's good.
They got to take a scooter. It is a little ways down the road.
Look, marathons exist, Ben. They're for some people.
That's right.
Eric McLean, thanks so much, buddy. Enjoy your time in Arizona. Remember, mountain time sometimes, Pacific time sometimes, but Eastern time always. Love you, brother.
Always, brother. I appreciate y'all, man. Love you, too.
All right. That's Eric McLean. I love
it, man. That sounds like a T-shirt.
It's a great T-shirt.
Eastern time always.
It's a great T-shirt. Stay with us. Hour 3 continues right after this.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
When your business depends on the road, trust Skinner Tire for reliable truck tire solutions. From heavy-duty tires to expert alignments, tire balancing, and quick repairs, we keep your fleet rolling. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we offer installation, oil changes, and 24-hour roadside help, so you're never left stranded. Skinner Tire has you covered. Visit SkinnerTires.com or call 864-599-0026 today for truck tires and service you can count on.
This is Coach Dabo Swinney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
It's a new year, and Aleve is here to help you keep your New Year's resolutions on track. Whether it's a daily walk, hitting the gym, or spending more time with friends and family, Aleve's got your back. With up to 12 hours of body pain relief per dose, Aleve keeps you moving with long-lasting body pain relief so you can chase those dreams and achieve your goals. Don't let body pain slow you down. Keep going with Aleve, because this year is your year. Try Aleve. Use as directed for minor aches and pains.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Continues out of bounds. Thanks, Eric McLean, for joining us. He's going to end up in a rental car. ESPN takes care of their people now. But if you want reliability, you probably could go with a Toyota. I hope they do that for Matt, because I want him back here safely. Toyota of Easley could put you in a new Toyota as well. Go online, toyotaofeasley.com. New pre-owned selection. They've got great financing offers, great monthly plans, payment plans, and monthly payment rates you can get. To me, that's the bottom line. Is like, do I have a reliable car that I can afford? Toyota of Easley checks both of those boxes. Do I have a dealership that I want a relationship with? A service department that I want a relationship with? Yes, yes, yes. Checking those boxes as well. Go see the difference at Toyota of Easley or start the process online, toyotaofeasley.com. That's Toyota of Easley, where their name means a great deal. Interesting stuff from Eric McLean there. I asked him, and you guys like that interview. Appreciate all the love from that interview.
Why are you people sending us positive text? There's multiple here.
Get out of here.
I appreciate Eric coming on and working us in there. He's a busy man, and it looks like he's only getting busier. I have very much appreciated and supported Eric McLean in it. In sort of his victory lap he's taking right now with his colleagues and the demise of, or lack thereof, of the ACC in football and now basketball. We have said many times that the ACC needs a Paul Feinbaum type. Eric's making a pretty strong argument.
Yeah.
It's a pretty strong case here.
In a vacuum, someone or something will emerge, and I think Eric McLean is emerging as in that vacuum.
He's not scared to take those little jabs, and I like it. I like it a lot.
I'm a big fan of the, because here's the thing, like Mac is incredibly logical. Like, Mac and I had great conversations on and off the air. The 1 year that he went undefeated as the co-host of the Fifth Quarter Show, and we have great conversations because he is incredibly logical. And one of the reasons this year was really hard for Eric McLean, to like do breakdowns of Clemson is because he is logical. He is information based. So he's going to be the Finebaum, but it's going to need to be backed by something. So a lot of what he's doing on Twitter right now is basically just throwing legitimate information in the faces of people that would rather be, you know, narrative hounds. I appreciate that. I think that makes it more compelling.
I do too, and I mean he's clearly a Clemson alum. That's what his diploma says, but he's also fair and balanced in the coverage. And again, I appreciate that. We all try to be.
You were mentioning basketball. I want to get in our last segment. I want to talk a little bit about the basketball night because there's some great ACC basketball night. Have you seen some of the like post New Year bracketology stuff? I'm talking like 8-bid league, Ben.
That sounds about right to me.
That's what we're – and we said it looks much better for the ACC now than it did this time last year. 8-bid league, and I'm going to shout this. You know what I'm taking a victory lap on? When Virginia Tech wins their 20th game and they get in as like an 11 seed, that'll be my victory lap because Virginia Tech ain't on these. It's an 8-bid league without Virginia Tech, and Virginia Tech is going to play good enough ball in the conference. I hope their non-conference resume looks good enough because they are going to look like a tournament team by March.
Their non-conference resume, similar to Wake Forest in the past, has been what has kept them out in many years. And they were much more aggressive this year. I don't have the poll right in front of me, but they received quite a few votes. I mean, they're in that top 30 range right now. And, you know, again, we talked about they beat Virginia, who is a really good team this year. Really good might be an exaggeration, but they're a much improved team. And they beat them without three starters in triple overtime and then go on the road to Wake Forest and, you know, lose a close one there. But that is kind of what a lot of people go to Wake Forest and lose for whatever reason.
Yeah, Virginia Tech, a couple votes in the they split last week, so a couple votes in the AP poll. Clemson, by the way, 21 votes in the AP poll. Between Clemson and UCF, Villanova, Seton Hall, USC, Utah State, Miami, Ohio. So Clemson sitting at, 31 in the media poll? Sitting at 28 in the coaches poll. SMU's at 25 in that poll. Clemson only three spots behind SMU, who they will play tomorrow night.
Yeah, if you can win these next two, and neither one are going to be easy, despite it being Notre Dame. It is not easy at Notre Dame, and Notre Dame is a tough team to figure out. These next two games are going to be really difficult. If you're fortunate enough to win both of those, I suspect you're going to see Clemson in that top 25 next week. Another team that is, I don't know, I pay a whole lot of attention to bracketology this time of year, but NC State, last time I looked, was sort of a bubble team. If they can, I think Will Wade's going through a little bit of a culture issue there right now, mainly that they're very soft. They were very soft before he got there, and he's trying to get them focused and toughened up a little bit. If he can, that's a team that can be part of that eight if they're not already.
Agreed. No, I think NC State is certainly talented enough. Joe Lunardi, which, by the way, I don't know what ESPN did. Actually, somebody sent this to me today. It's like this it's very interactive, the bracketology page now. Where you can see more of the history of teams and stuff. Like, it's really, for people like me, it's very good. But they have, like, Joe Lunardi's head on, like, this Rube Goldberg machine. Like, it's just a bunch of, like, levers and portals and wheels and stuff. Like, I don't even know what is happening here. But it looks like a Rube Goldberg machine. So it's odd. It looks odd. But it is a good, it is a better page, I would say. As of right now, Joe Lunardi has NC State as one of his last four in.
Okay.
NC State, one of the last four in. Miami, one of the last four byes. Virginia Tech, one of the first four out. Cal, one of the next four out in the ACC. So not only do they have eight teams in right now, Virginia Tech would be 9 and Cal would be 10.
Shane from Greenville said, Teams lose at Wake Forest because Wake Forest likes to play basketball in the dark. It's one of the darkest gyms in America.
It's
There's
horrible.
No doubt about it.
Well, I go there for women's games. You want to feel really small in the place you're in? Go to a women's basketball game at Wake Forest.
Let's have dim lighting and all the seats be black. That is fantastic.
And then you add the smoke from the freaking motorcycle.
Yeah,
and
carbon
the first
monoxide poisoning. You're like semi-conscious till the second half starts.
It's like a scary movie on Halloween. The little haze that's it's like it's bad. It's really bad.
Wake, you ought to consider cleaning that motorcycle every now and then, by the way. Like, it hasn't been
like
washed
just the oil
since
change,
the 90s.
You know, I mean, just
it's dirty. Chrome's supposed to shine.
Oh, man. Maybe not there.
Well, maybe it's because there's maybe no lights there to shine off of it.
What's amazing to me is that you go in the halls of that place. I know you know this. But you're, like, watching young people, okay? Watching the Facts and Childress of the world being like, holy crap.
Look at all their jerseys.
Yes. Look at all these players. And the ones that are playing in the league still, and the ones that you're like, he went to Wake Forest? It's like, y'all can't do better than this? It's odd.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And they do. They have all their – they have them at basically every portal there. They've got jerseys and all that stuff. Yeah, you forget how many good basketball players went through Wake Forest.
Ben, I'm going to go ahead and put one in the dock right now while we're talking hoops.
I got three in there.
Oh, buddy. Oh, let me look. Did you take mine? Did you take the one I'm on? Oh, you did. Here we go. The Georgia freaking Bulldogs are going to lose by double digits to Florida? Florida's lost five times. Georgia wins every night. Are you serious?
Yeah, Georgia is a 9.5-point dog at Florida tonight. And I'm like, yeah, give me some real money on that.
Oh, yeah, sign me up. 25 in the dock. That's a pick. Get Reggie fired up on that one.
That's a pick. That's a pick.
Knocked down it.
You joking me? KenPom. KenPom don't know ball. Actually, Vegas doesn't know. This is like KenPom's telling you that Florida's going to win by 6. I saw another projection that had them 5.5, and they're just getting 9.5 points. This is stealing. It's stealing money right now.
Michigan at Penn State. Michigan kills everybody, but 24.5 points is one. I think it's come down since then. Penn State has played a lot of people close. I love Michigan, but 24.5, that's too many in conference on the road. And then NC State is only a 12.5-point favorite at Boston College. Have they seen Boston College play basketball?
Yeesh.
Yeah, I'm on all three of those tonight.
NC State's almost not trustworthy enough, but Boston College is trustworthy enough to fade in any arena, anywhere, in front of tens of people at the Conte Forum.
Listen,
who
right
thought
now,
it was a hockey game.
Until you hear otherwise, take UConn in everything, take Arizona in everything, and fade Boston College in everything.
You know, I almost would put Michigan on that list, but I feel like Vegas is rapidly catching up.
Well, and that's why you had, yeah. I think you had a line open at 25.5.
I'm looking, do you know,
they can't make the line big enough to win.
One of the other reasons about Georgia, Florida, do you know Florida's 4-10 against the spread and 1-9 against the spread at home? So Florida, projected to win by 5-6 tonight, is a 9.5-point favorite and has failed to cover 9 out of 10 home games. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. South Carolina's getting 7.5 at LSU tonight. I think that's an interesting spot right there. I think that's an interesting spot. You know what I thought you were going to say? I thought you were going to take Syracuse at Georgia Tech.
You know what? I thought about it.
-2.5 on the road.
But Cuse has not been good on the road, and I don't trust either one of those teams. There will be dozens of people in Atlanta tonight watching that one.
Speaking of chairs.
Although I guess their students may be back.
That Probably.
Yeah.
Probably so. This is a big night for Clemson's non-conference schedule because you have Georgia, Florida, where I think Georgia is a very live dog in that game. You have Cincinnati playing at West Virginia. That's a peer-to-peer situation there for Cincinnati and West Virginia. They're 1.5-point underdog. You have Georgetown, who has really struggled since the Clemson game.
How much Clemson film has Cincinnati and West Virginia watched?
Great point. Great point.
This week.
Probably an instructive game for both sides. Georgetown and DePaul. Georgetown's a 2.5-point underdog at DePaul. Clemson really needs Georgetown to win a couple because they had a couple injuries. Like, one of their bigs was out right after the Clemson game. They dropped a couple games without him. Georgetown's just had a rough game. And then they've just had a couple of really sloppy performances of late.
I know we got to go to break here, but you know what? A good team that is absolutely horrendous this year? Marquette.
Yes.
What in the world has happened?
Oh, they're mad at Shaka.
They are terrible.
Very mad at Shaka.
I forget who it was. I watched them play a couple weeks ago where it was one of those games they should have won by 20, and they lost by like 7.
That is a situation where I would ask this question. What's their deal with their rev share? Because Marquette is a team that you would think, like, their roster should be more expensive than, like, Clemson's roster. You know
Absolutely
what I mean?
Absolutely it should.
Like, they should be spending lots and lots of money on their basketball. And they're not very good on the women's side either. It's odd, because they normally are good in both.
They're bad.
All right, let's take a break. Final segment, got some odds and ends to clean up when we return.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for a reason. You can't see it, smell it, or taste it. But a faulty gas furnace can leak it into your home. That's why a gas furnace inspection from Blue Ridge Heating and Air really matters. As an Armstrong Air preferred dealer, their certified technicians check for hidden dangers like cracked heat exchangers and blocked vents before they turn serious. For year-round peace of mind and efficiency, choose Blue Ridge Heating and Air's comfort maintenance plan. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, engineered comfort solutions.
Industrial Motor Service keeps production lines moving. Just ask Champion Aerospace.
It's always a pleasure talking with the staff at IMS. Every interaction is professional and courteous. They've helped us through many emergency situations. Always quick to respond for pickup, repair, and delivery.
For reliable service, expert repair, and a team that's there when you need them the most, trust Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com. Industrial Motor Service. Trusted, tested, dependable.
When reliability matters, trust American Door Masters. Is your garage door opener broken? One of the most common issues we handle is garage doors that suddenly stop working. At American Door Masters, we diagnose and fix problems like broken springs, offering professional service at a great price. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we provide top-quality garage door installation and repair. Whatever your needs, call American Door Masters today at 864-990-3075 for prompt and professional service.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple. The highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, doubledogvideo.com. Let us tell your story.
At B&D Family Jewelers, value and trust come first. Make this Christmas sparkle with fine jewelry for the holidays, weddings, or any occasion. Explore on-site repairs and looking to sell? We buy gold, silver, platinum, old jewelry, and sterling flatware for someone special or treat yourself. Visit B&D Family Jewelers, 1600 John B. White Boulevard in Spartanburg, or check us out at bndfamilyjewelers.com. B&D Family Jewelers can help make your special occasion memorable.
They say the new year calls for new goals, so what about new house goals? Upgrade to comfort this year with natural gas. Picture warmer heat, endless hot water, cooking without power, and grilling without a tank. Make the switch for a cozier and more efficient home. Call 864-859-6375 or visit fhnga.com for details. And hey, before you dig, remember to call 811. It's the law, and it's free. Happy New Year from your friends at Fort Hill Natural Gas.
Get ready to relive one of the greatest moments in music history. On January 10th, the Walhalla Performing Arts Center presents Randomonium, a tribute to the 1985 Live Aid Festival. This South Carolina-based variety band is famous for its incredible range, covering generations of music, genres, and moods. From iconic classics to unforgettable anthems, Randomonium brings the energy and excitement of Live Aid back to life in one spectacular night. Don't miss this epic performance. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
The Roar. Better than any music you'll hear being put on hold. We promise. We are The Roar.
Sing my share of broken halos, folding wings that used to fly.
All right, final segment of the program. Thanks for joining us.
Texas says...
Go ahead.
Quark looks like he would have been an all-conference guard for Boston College.
Oh, man. I prefer like Tom Coverdale, Bob Knight, Indiana guard. I feel like that's what I look like. Like a Matt Painter guard.
Yeah.
That's more my preference there.
Same texture earlier we were Boston back and College. Forth said, Boston College always had that 6'10" white guy that drops 20 points. And this is true. I always say Carter Welling looks like he ought to be playing for Boston College. You know, just
actually
tall Caucasian with a headband.
Nick Davidson.
That is so much better than you think he should be.
Do they have that? They do.
I ain't watching Boston College.
Bowden Kapke. Well, I haven't watched them once. I think I've watched every team but Boston College in the ACC play. I have not watched Boston College one time. I watched them lose at the buzzer to Boise, one of those. I think they lost at the buzzer to them. Let me see. Is that who that was?
Who did they play in the SEC Challenge?
LSU. They lost in overtime to LSU.
That's the one that I watched, yeah. Emptying the basketball file here for me anyway. Did you see what the Hornets did to OKC last night? I bring this up because in case you missed it, P.J. Hall, that was his, I believe, second start for the Hornets, maybe third.
He came off the bench last night.
Yeah, that's right.
He played 16, 18 minutes. He played a good amount of minutes.
20 minutes, and 20 minutes had 13 points and 5 rebounds. Played really well off the bench. The Hornets and the city of Charlotte love P.J. Hall. Like, there's all these special stories being written about him right now. The Hornets are down 2 centers at the moment due to injury. And so they signed P.J. the two-way player. He gets his first start against the Milwaukee Bucks and picked up 2 early fouls. I watched the first half of that with some of our basketball staff Friday night. That was entertaining.
I bet that was fun.
I'll just leave it at that. It was entertaining. Coaches always coach. Can I just say that?
Yes. Oh,
even,
yes.
But PJ's doing well. But the Oklahoma City, still the best record in the NBA, despite losing 6 out of their last 12. They're 6-6 in their last dozen games. They lose 124-97 last night.
Last night was the fourth time in 25 years, I saw the stat earlier, that two teams of 14.5-point underdogs or more won on the same night. Fourth time it's happened in 25 years. It happened with them and then the Denver Nuggets, who are incredibly depleted right now. Hunter Tyson had like 14 points last night for the Nuggets.
He had a 4-point play
last night. They beat the Sixers as 15.5-point underdogs, the Hornets, and 14.5-point Nuggets end up winning. Clemson alums go 2-0 as 14.5-point underdogs or worse in the NBA last night.
The other thing about the Hornets and OKC, it was the first time in NBA history that the reigning champion and MVP lost at home by 25-plus points. First time in NBA history.
That's crazy. That's really amazing. I mean, never happened once.
But the Hornets are admittedly, I had not watched them, but I mean, there's so many familiar faces there. Con Knipple is he is out of this world right now.
Oh yeah.
Of course, you know him. Colin Sexton's on that team. Pat Connaughton is on that team. Cyan James is on that team. Of course, LaMelo Ball, Brandon Miller. I mean, a whole lot of players that you played with or played against, rather, if you're PJ. It's a little bit of a who's who for this area right now. A
lot of players known for what they did both on and off the court.
Brandon.
On that team. Let's go, Brandon. Texter says
Liam McNeely's on that team from UConn.
Hey, it's not a bad roster.
Their bench has some talent or some potential.
Some potential. Give them another year. Grow together a little bit. Texter says we should call 4-point plays a Shrewsbury going forward. That's just mean. That's just digging the dagger in. The other thing with that. And I didn't see it until after the show, so I apologize. A texter got in right at the end of the show and said that Shrewsbury went full Bavacqua. And I just feel like we need to say that Shrewsbury did a full Bavacqua at the end of the Notre Dame Cal game. And I just wanted to give you your props, texter. That was really good. That was good.
Texter said Brandon Miller's just a regular old Plaxico Burress. Great reference, texter.
Oh, man. Some have said he's the Aaron Hernandez of Plaxico Burresses.
A little bit of breaking news out of – not a little bit, a major breaking news out of Clemson, Quok. Cal standout transfer linebacker Luke Ferrelli committed to Clemson today.
Oh, that's – let me tell you something.
According to On3 Sports.
That's big. That is a big one. That
91 tackles, 1 sack, 5 tackles for loss, and 1 interception last season as a freshman.
And this is a guy that has, like, 3 years. Obviously, as a freshman, he's got 3 more years to play if he so desires. So this is a guy you could have for the long haul. Boy, that's an excellent gift for Tom Allen. We talked about how at linebacker, generally speaking, they're okay. You give me a 2-deep of Sammy Brown, Jeremiah Alexander, Ferrelli, and Kobe McLeod. That's a good unit. Like, we talked about how wide receiver, if the freshmen come in and are decent, you feel good about that room. You feel probably okay if Jay Haynes comes back about your running back room. I'm now starting to feel that way about linebacker. Texter from the 864 says, that's a Tom Allen backer if I've ever seen one. He does. He kind of, like, watch him play. He kind of looks like a couple of the guys that Allen had at Indiana to me. Like a guy that Tom Allen would have seen and recruited. That's a big-time get. It's a big-time get. I would say he's more player than athlete, player than prospect kind of a guy. But I'll gladly take that. You can win with that guy, especially alongside Sammy Brown, who happens to be both player and prospect. We've gotten a lot of questions about Stephylin Green, too, by the way. Stephylin Green reportedly committed to LSU. That's per On3.
Was told he almost went there last year, so I just sort of assumed that would be his landing spot this year, and turns out it is.
I think people want to know my honest thoughts. I think people would like for me to say that this is no big deal. That's a big deal. When Clemson, and I could be wrong about this entirely. In my opinion, when Clemson and LSU play each other in September, Stephylin Green will be the best defensive tackle on the field for either team. And it would have been true were he at Clemson, and it's true now that he's at LSU.
We'll see. As of right now, what those rosters look like, I would probably agree with that, but we'll see. We're still signing players, Quok.
That's right. And listen, that one was a big loss. Like, I wouldn't pay him whatever. I'm sure he got a bag from LSU. Of course, there's a limit to what I'm willing to give a guy who had, like, 20 tackles last year. But he's an impact player. He was going to be a starter on this defense. Clemson has lost. This is the first time that Clemson has lost significant contributors on the defensive side to the draft and also significant contributors to the portal, like in a big group where I think I saw, maybe Chapel Fowler said this, that 7 of the 11 starters in the South Carolina game are now gone off the defense. You basically have Ashton Hampton, Sammy Brown, you've got Will Helt, and I'm trying to think who the other one would be even. Probably Gibson, maybe, whoever the nickel was. And that's about it. What are you laughing at? I'm trying to do math and look at the...
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to look at the thing. I'm trying to see the depth chart. Oh, man.
I just saw it. Just a hilarious tweet. And it's not
shareable.
And I just sent it to you privately.
I hate that I have to look at this right now.
Well, you're going to be laughing for the next 3 minutes on the air if you do. So,
okay, so I shouldn't. I shouldn't look this up.
Oh, by shouldn't, that means you 100% will okay. And should.
Oh, man, that's incredible. Oh, that's incredible. Oh. Ronan Hanifin might be the other one. You might be right about that. I can't remember exactly who started in the South Carolina game. I kind of just assumed that nobody started safety in the South Carolina game. It was better for my mental health that I just assumed nobody started safety. The only starters were the other positions. Texter says, Ben, we aren't signing players. We're renting players for a year. Not this one. This guy is a redshirt freshman. Like, he has 3 years left to play. He's a rising sophomore. Jeremiah Alexander was a multi-year guy. No, yeah, I mean, guys can leave every year, but Clemson hasn't had a trampoline player that came in for a year and left.
I just retweeted what we laughed at. So
It's funny.
At Ben Millstead, if you care to look. I'm sorry. It's accurate and hilarious.
It's just funny, man. It's just funny. People are asking about Adams. A couple people asked about Adams. Yeah, Adams is coming back. From what we know, Adams is coming back. Listen, defensive tackle. Ben and I were talking about this during the break. You need warm bodies at defensive tackle right now. You just don't have a lot of... I mean, we're not even talking about impact. You need impact guys, certainly, but you just need warm bodies. That's why the Green absence hurts more than just for his talent. It's who you don't have behind him, particularly with Adams coming off an injury. That's tough. Good start, though. I mean, you wanted to get longer, 6'3", 215, longer athlete at linebacker. I mean, you got a couple inches on some of the guys that are in there if you're Luke Farrelly. And then you get speed at corner. Tom Allen's ticking it off. And listen, you're not having to pay premium prices for these guys. These are good players. These are winning players, helpful players that are sort of three-star type players from on three. So good on Clemson for getting in the portal and getting some of these things done. Ben, this is fun. This is fun to be getting guys like this.
I know. Now, find me that Grady Jarrett in the middle, the 2-3-star guy that everybody overlooked that's just an absolute fire hydrant right there.
Isn't the, like, 310 pounds the D2 kid from California, Pennsylvania? Maybe he fits that mold a little bit.
Clemson's going to need a couple of those guys.
I love, on the topic of exciting whites, Tammy from Sitka said, we all like to be exciting whites who are long. I just like that. That's just a great text. That's a great text. Oh, my God. All right, that's the end of